This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So, I went to the doctor the other day, and she started looking through my medical records to find some test results. She searched through a bunch of papers stuffed into manila folders. Then she took notes with a ballpoint pen and wrote a prescription in handwriting I couldn't read. And that low-tech scene happened in Los Angeles. The feds have actually set aside $20 billion to help doctors ditch the paper records and go electronic. And while some big city doctors may be behind the electronic curve, many rural physicians are really struggling to make that transition. Christopher Husted of KBIA reports.
At the Fayette Medical Clinic in rural Missouri, Shauna Young brings her one-year-old daughter, Caroline, in for a checkup.
She is at the 35th percentile for her weight.
Dr. Kevin Fraser pulls up a graph of Caroline's weight on the computer in the exam room.
She's kind of been along this curve, and then...
Did she lose?
Looks like she's leveled off in the last month or so.
Because Caroline's electronic health record shows her weight has dipped, Fraser talks to Shauna about Caroline's eating habits. Healthcare providers generally have accepted electronic records as an efficient tool. It can cut costs and time. Fraser says he can use the computer to help diagnose conditions, bill patients, and show them changes in their weight or glucose levels.
It just kind of, I think, gives us more information that the patient can also see in real time.
The federal government has set a deadline. If healthcare providers don't implement an electronic health record system by 2015, they'll get dinged with Medicare penalties. The problem for many rural health clinics is they don't have the money to make the transition. Brock Slabach is Senior Vice President of the National Rural Health Association. He says there are big upfront costs for licensing the software and purchasing the computer equipment.
It could be $30,000, $40,000 per physician possibly in terms of getting one of these set up in a clinic, possibly more depending upon the complexities that might be present within that particular facility.
Those complexities often include adding a broadband connection, training staff to use the system, and convincing patients they won't lose their personal relationship with their doctor. Across Fayette's town square is Family Health Incorporated. Here, behind the receptionist, you'll find about a dozen metal bookshelves packed with yellow file folders. Dr. Hope Tinker still uses a paper system.
My financial resources as an independent physician are limited. If you're in a big group and you're a primary care physician, you reap the financial benefits of having access to their technology.
That's changing this month when Tinker's practice becomes part of a county hospital system, something she says was necessary to survive and remain in Fayette. The larger organization will foot the bill to update her practice with electronic records and a T1 connection line to hook into the hospital's network. Now, there is federal incentive money available to help healthcare providers go electronic. Many of the big healthcare groups are using it. But that money only comes as a reimbursement after physicians have installed the system. And in 2015, those funds disappear right when the Medicare penalties kick in. That'll affect doctors like John Ward of Boonville, Missouri.
For every year that I don't participate in electronic medical records, they dock me a small percent. And it will get bigger as the years go by to the point where it would be prohibitive to see Medicare patients.
Ward, who is past retirement age, says he is opting out of the electronic world. It's partly the price, but also he wants to maintain FaceTime with his patients.
I fully recognize that I'm a dinosaur and that with in time, I and people who think like I do will die out. And electronic medical records are here to stay, and that's the way it's going to be, and we just have to get used to it.
Ward says if he were younger, he would take a harder look at making the financial leap for an electronic system. In Fayette, Missouri, I'm Christopher Husted for Marketplace.